topic of discussion this evening is living by faith is contrasted with what the principle that some people follow is that the Bible doesn't say I can't do that. There's a huge contrast there. And we'll talk about that this evening a little bit here. And this principle, the Bible doesn't say I can't do it, seems to be a rallying cry for many. They think they're building their church upon this foundation of stone, but in reality, they're just building it on shifting sands. And it is true that the Bible does not explicitly say that you can't add holy dancing to the worship. It doesn't explicitly say that you can't preach principles of relaxation along with the Bible. This doctrine of the Bible doesn't say I can't is one reason why the religious world is divided into so many different denominations nowadays. While calling for unity, the church finds itself more and more fractured every day. There's churches that are splitting. There are people that are leaving the Church of Christ to go with this belief. They think they want more freedom in their worship. And what they're really getting into is really not freedom. It's been nice to have the study of the chronological study of the Bible, especially here in Numbers when it's talking about the nation of Israel crossing the wilderness and finally approaching the promised land. And how did God deal with Nadab and Abihu when they did not follow his instructions as he said them? And also, when Moses was told to speak to the rock to bring forth water, he struck it twice instead. The results of these two, Nadab and Abihu, were struck dead right away. Moses, who spent many, many trying years, 40 years, with the nation of Israel, praying to God many times for their forgiveness, with the destination being the promised land, and Moses, because of this error that he made, was not allowed to enter the promised land. In 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 10, and there's going to be a lot of verses here, but I think because of the time, I've gone through this several times, and I have to talk a little bit too fast to get through it all, so I'm going to just tell you the scripture, and if you're really quick, you can probably look it up, but probably not. But a few of them I will read. In 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment." The reason we don't go along with denominations on this is that the Bible teaches that we must live by faith. Living by faith will eliminate divisions, and it provides confidence that God is pleased in what we're doing. The Bible teaches, this Bible teaching is found also in these few passages. In Romans 1:17, it says, "The just shall live by faith." In Galatians 3:11, "The just must live by faith." And in 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Hebrews 10:38, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him." To live by faith is to live as God has directed. Knowing that we must live by faith, my task or my aim this evening is to show you that The Bible doesn't say, I can't doctrine destroys living by faith. And there are many out there that are living by the principle, the Bible doesn't say I can't. Human beings, by nature, are inclined to do the things the way they want to do them, oftentimes knowing that they're wrong in doing so. Living by faith requires the word from God. In Romans 10:17, it states that, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You can't believe in it, you can't trust in it, without the word of God. This passage reveals the true source of living by faith. It is also a commentary on what it means to walk in the light, and that's 1 John 1:7. It reveals what is wrong with the belief that, but the Bible doesn't say, I can't do it doctrine. You can't have instrumental music in worship because you can't do it by faith. You can't have a universal pope in Rome because the Bible doesn't say that you can't do it by faith. You can't preach the sinner's prayer because you can't do it by faith. If there is no word from God, there is no faith. Hebrews 11 has many examples of individuals that showed great amounts of faith in God and what they did. In Hebrews 11, this is often referred to as the faith chapter in the Bible, and it illustrates I'm going to list a few of the individuals who showed great amount of faith in what they did. First one, Noah. He built an ark when everybody around him, he had faith that God would follow up with what he had promised was going to happen, even though the many people that around him, his friends, his neighbors, were ridiculing him. Abraham left his home and went to Canaan. He also offered up Isaac. The walls of Jericho fell down. These examples and the definition of faith bring us to the conclusion. If God has specified, all else is excluded. God said, preach the word and preach the gospel. It didn't say, preach philosophy or literature or evening news from the pulpit. We must live by faith in what we say. 1 Peter 4:11, if any man speak, let him speak as to the oracles of God. Contrast that with, but God doesn't say, we can't. Contrast that with, join the church of your choice. And contrast that with, but we're all headed in the same place, but just by different routes. Jude 3, it says that we must earnestly contend for faith. Many contend earnestly for their own freedom of religion to worship the way that they wish to, even if the Bible has condemned it. We must live by faith in what we do. We need to do all in the name of Jesus, and have it be an honor, and be honored by God. Can it be things that we had never taught? Deuteronomy 18:22 says, if it is a claim to be in the name of the Lord, and has not been spoken by the Lord, it is presumptuous. Praying the sinner's prayer is presumptuous. Pray the rosary is presumptuous. Venerating Mary is presumptuous. Deuteronomy 4:2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish up from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. In Proverbs 30:5-6, every word of God is pure. He is our shield, and to him that put trust in him, and thou not unto his words, and add not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. God is a great shield. Faith in God is a great shield. I know in some of the times of more trying times in my life, I've gone back to Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean upon your own understanding, and God will make your pathway straight. In conclusion, to live by faith is to recognize that it requires the Word of God. To live by faith in what you're saying, speaking as to the oracles of God. Live by faith in what you do. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, not going beyond what has been written. If you live by faith, you will know that you've done what you can in eliminating divisions. If you live by faith, you will know that God is pleased with you and how you've lived, because you are able to answer the question, is it from heaven or is it from God? That would be probably the foundation to build on. Is it from heaven or is it from God? If it's from heaven, we believe it and we stand by it, even though sometimes people chastise us for that. Okay, that's the conclusion of this lesson. And if anyone is here that wishes to come forward and ask for the prayers of the congregation, or if there's anybody here who hasn't been baptized and wishes to do